A blessing is not a blessing unless you're prepared for it. That blessing came and the blessing went. In fact, in some cases, it turned into a curse because they did not know how to handle it.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This message is from a new sermon series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part one from that series. Chosen for the commanded blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Why in the world did he come up on Abraham? I mean, there was plenty of people that he could have picked that would have been fertile. I mean, Fertile Myrtle would have had a baby in a second. But on purpose, he picked up Abraham, who had not had a seed, and his wife Sarah, who was barren and was not able to have a baby. Why did he do that? So that people around them could see that it wasn't Abraham, and it wasn't Sarah, and it wasn't Joey Rogers, and it wasn't Pace Assembly. This is a work of the Lord, a commanded blessing. And when I get ready to birth this baby, I want everybody to look and see this is God's child. This is God's baby. This is God's anointing. This is God's blessing. And nobody else gets the glory but God. I wish somebody do that right now and give God some glory. Come on, give him some glory. Give me a few more moments and I'll be done. God does not bless you because of your race, your social status, your political position. He will bless you according to your obedience. The Bible says in Genesis 12:2, he told Abraham, thou shalt be a blessing. He said in Deuteronomy 11:26, God has set before you a blessing. Anybody got any leftover Christmas toys that weren't delivered from last year? Let me see your hand. Wow, I see one hand back there. You mean that all those toys that were given to the children and the grandchildren and your neighbor, they all got unwrapped? You mean they didn't just sit there and look at the gift and say, pretty wrapping, thanks, and walk away? No, because when you get a gift, it's not only rude not to open it. But God intended for you to have it. The book of Ezekiel says in Ezekiel 34:26, there shall be showers. Somebody shout showers. Showers of blessing. Malachi 3:10 says God will pour you out a blessing you don't have room enough to receive. I'm prophesying over this house in the year of 2018. I want you to know God is getting this church ready. You've been through a pruning. You've been through a hard time. You had to face the devil. You've been under spiritual warfare and spiritual attack. But God sent me as a messenger this morning to tell you that the attack was not about the attack. The attack was all about the advance. God is about to propel us into the commanded blessing. And if you're with me, the anointing is going to flow down upon you and your household. Shout yes, somebody. If you meet the condition, you're in the position for God's abundant blessings. The blessings of God are not begged for. I don't have to beg God, I'm his child. I said, I don't have to beg God, I'm his child. Beggars are on the street corner. God said, you don't have to stand out there with your little make-believe cardboard sign. You're my son. Walk right on up into the house. There's food on the table. There's a ring on your finger. There's shoes on your feet. I've got a robe of righteousness for you. Come on in. There is an abundant life to live. It's important for you to know that the commanded blessings of God are not temporal, but they are spiritual. Ephesians 1:3 said, blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's the reason why I felt like that the Spirit of God was speaking to me about the imminent hanging over our head blessing. God said through the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1:3, God has already blessed us. It's hanging out in heavenly places. All we need to do is get in the right place. We've been running over here and running over there, but if you'll stand, and having done all to stand, God said, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven. Pour you out a blessing you don't have room enough to receive. Touch your neighbor and ask him, are you up for that or not? While God does daily load us with blessings materialistically, it's much deeper than that. Well, I know, Pastor, that God will bless others, but I don't see that happening for me. I've been saved for a long time, and I haven't heard God say anything to me. I haven't done anything right in my life. I don't think I can live up to y'all's standards. I don't think I'm worthy of his blessing. Well, I asked you this question, who is worthy of the blessings of the Lord? The moment somebody said, I'm worthy of the blessings, they better get to this altar and repent of pride. There's not one of us that are worthy of the blessing, but you don't earn the favor of God. You just stand in the right position and look for it to fall in your life. Shout amen, somebody. It is his mercy and love that will open up the windows of heaven. Matthew 7:11 says this. If you need a 7:11, here it is. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give you good gifts to them that ask him? I want to ask you something. Do you need a blessing? Do you need a blessing? Throw your hand up in the air and ask the Lord for it right now, because blessings are hanging over this house's head right now, over your family, over your life, over your children to the third and the fourth generation, because the Lord has commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Here's the precondition for the test to be a blessing. There's no reason why you need to walk through all the tests and not get the blessing. Why would you endure all of that attack and hardship and then opt out before the blessing comes? Why would you fight all of that spiritual battle just to get to the end of it and say, I quit? The devil is a lie. I'm going to hang out and find out what was all this fight about. Why was the devil attacking me like he was? Why was my babies getting sick? Why was my prayers not getting answered like I thought they should? I'll tell you why. There was a devil loose, and God just wanted to find out, are you going to endure? Because if you can endure like a good soldier, I can put this heavyweight blessing on you and your family, and it will go until you're dead and long gone on your children and your children's children. That's what I want, one of those generational blessings. I said, I want a generational blessing. I can leave my son a car, but it'll rust out. But if I leave him the heritage of the Holy Ghost, he can get his own car. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. I feel like preaching right now. I said, if I'll give him the way of the path of the cross, when he gets in trouble, after they've laid me down in the grave, he can find his own way back to God and say, if God did it for my daddy, he can do it for me. Shout yes, somebody. Moving from a believer to a disciple takes discipline. Somebody shout discipline. Yeah. No discipline, no blessing. That's the reason why you don't give gifts to your children. Because the last time you gave them the gift, they tore it up and left it in the yard, and the rain came and rusted it out. You say, I'll think hard about the next one I give you. Come on, somebody. Gave you the car, you don't even check the oil. Now the engine's burned up on Highway 51. Come on, somebody. See, if you don't know how to handle the blessing, when the blessing comes, you'll break it. I want to get married. If you're not prepared for it, baby, it will crush you and grind you to powder. I want to be the manager. Oh, they forgot to tell you, you're going to have to work 24/7, didn't they? I'm sorry, they left that out. Yeah. I want to be in charge of this fire crew. Can you handle the rejection while you're waiting for the blessing? Can you handle it? Well, there's one way to find out. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man. Are y'all still with me? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly. The people that don't want God. Now, you said you wanted God, but you feel more comfortable hanging out with the ungodly. God said, if you hang out with a fool, you'll become a fool. If you hang out with haters, you're going to become a hater. Y'all, this is Proverbs. It's the casserole of the Bible. The Bible says if you hang out that way, you're going to become that way. So if you hang out with the ungodly, don't be shocked whenever you need to pray the prayer of faith for something you need a miracle for, that you have been hanging out and listening to stuff that's filling your heart up with ungodliness. The ungodly don't praise God. He said, first of all, you stand up walking, and then he says, you're blessed if you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and you're blessed if you don't stand in the way with sinners. This is a willful individual. The word sinner means miss the mark. So you're standing with people who are missing the mark, and you're trying to hit the mark. Won't happen. These are preconditions for the commanded blessing. I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. It's not an accident that you are blessed. God doesn't bless without purpose and without design. So he said, I'm not going to bless someone who won't pay their tithe. You got every reason not to give. God said, you can't stand in the way of sinners. You're going to miss the mark every time. You're shooting for a blessing and you're missing the mark. And then your comfort level, if you keep on walking with the ungodly and you keep standing in the way of sinners, he says, then you will arrive at a place where you feel comfortable enough. Come on now, y'all were shouting a few minutes ago about that. I'm trying to help you get to the blessing. This is the precondition. He said, you'll feel comfortable enough that you'll sit down in the seat with the scornful. Now the scornful is no, listen, the scornful are not casual people. In fact, in the Bible says when the scorner is cast out, so is strife and contention. I'm preaching right now. The scornful, the mocker, according to the scripture, actually feels that they are the ambassador to resist the move of God. So when you sit with a scornful person, what does that mean? When a miracle is happening, when a blessing is happening, when something is going on that God's putting his hand on, and you find every reason to complain about it. I wish I had some help in here now. When you find every reason to do what the preacher said last week, to create division, then the precious ointment can't fall, and you become a scoffer, a scorner. And every day, ladies and gentlemen, we are surrounded by ungodly influences. That's the reason why I believe God said to me, you better tell this church to pray for wisdom and guidance. Because what I'm about to put on you, you not only have been prepared for, but I brought you into the kingdom for such a time as this. So there's not a person sitting in this building today or watching right now who is here by some kind of accident. You've been walking outside of the ungodly's influence. You hadn't been standing with people that are rejecting God, and you haven't been sitting in a scornful mocking place. You've been sitting there waiting for God's blessing to fall on you, and God told me to tell you this morning, you're in the right position for the next commanded blessing to come into your life.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.